Blog Talk Radio.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I am excited that you decided to join me on today. We have an amazing show lined up for you guys. I have a phenomenal guest. She is a multi-talented and a beautiful international singer and songwriter, and also a record producer. Her name is Lena. And so I'm going to go ahead and get you guys started with a song. And once we come back from the song and our commercial, we're going to be brought in by Lena. So right now, I'm going to let you guys hear Tamar Braxton, and the song is entitled All the Way Home.
Damn, I need a minute.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and it is about that time for us to go ahead and have our special guest. I have our special guest, and I'm going to let her go ahead and introduce herself to you guys. Hey, Lena, how are you doing today?
Hey, TJ, and thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Well, my name is Lena.
Oh,
all right,
go ahead.
I'm Lena, L-I-N-A, and like a lot of people like to spell it L-E-N-A, but it's actually L-I-N-A, and I am a singer, songwriter, recording artist, and I started out writing for Tyrese, and then I signed my own deal, and that's where I got my start.
Okay. Well, tell the listeners where they can find you and also where they can find your music and social media as well.
Okay, you know, I want to give a shout-out to all the fans that made these wonderful YouTube videos for me. So there's a lot of support coming in from the fans, and I don't often get a chance to just say thank you. So you can see a lot of the videos that the fans made, and you can find me on Facebook, and it's Lena Loy, L-O-I. And my Instagram is also Lena Loy, and on Twitter, officially Lena. And I just wanted to say that you'll be able to, I did a Billie Holiday tribute album, which is going to be released in December, you know, around Christmas. And I just recently released a single on Monarchy. I want to give them a shout out. Monarchy Records released a single called Your Love, and the album will follow, I think, November.
Okay, well, that is so great. I'm just glad that you're on the show on today to share that information with us. I wanted to ask, Lena, when did you know that you had a passion for music?
Oh, I grew up in Texas and started out in church. I started singing in church at the age of 4 because my parents did it. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather and my mother, they were in church. So that's when I knew that I wanted to sing and actually had a gift to learn lyrics and melody. And I actually started writing at the age of 8, and I decided to go professionally after high school. But my dream was actually to make it to the Metropolitan Theater. I wanted to sing opera. I had sang opera in high school and junior high and won all these competitions. And so I wanted to be an opera singer, but I ended up, you know, incorporating opera in my music, and that's when I created that kind of like hip opera style that, you know, around the year 2000 when I signed with Atlantic Records. And you can find that video on YouTube. It's called Playing No More, where I bring opera, R&B, and hip hop.
Well, I'm glad you were sharing how, you know, you had, you know, certain passions and you actually started doing those things, because we have a lot of listeners out there, you know, growing up as a kid, they may think, you know, I just sing or, oh, I just do, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. And for artists to be able to share, you know, they had a dream or a passion and then they do it, that's inspiration to help them do that. So if you have one thing to share with a listener out there, you know, that may be struggling with trying to achieve their goals and dreams, what would you say to them?
Make sure that you're doing it from a place of passion and not so much. Because in this business, a lot of people want to do music for attention and for the material gain. And music is just like any other form of work. I consider myself to be a person that's given this gift to heal, to give information. It even heals me, like kind of like there's a song, there's a gospel song called Encourage Yourself. So a lot of times when I'm on stage and I'm singing the messages that I write in my songs, I'm also encouraging myself, and also that energy flow is going back from me and the people in the audience. We actually can help each other, and it's always a pleasure to entertain. I don't take for granted that I have that opportunity. So for people who are, you know, reaching for goals and following their dreams, whether it be a lawyer, doctor, or entertainment of some sort, I just say put your passion first and the money will come. Because if you're doing it out of monetary gain, then it comes off as, you know, fake or contrived. And in the long run, you're not really happy. So you have to follow your heart and your passion.
Yes, that is very true. Because a lot of times I know we do see, you know, the artists that come and they go. And if you're doing it, I think, with a passion and that's your gift, I believe it'll, you know, last for years and years. And, you know, people can see the legacy that an artist
will
have with that. And my next question was going to be, who was your music inspiration as well as your life inspiration?
Wow. Oh my goodness, I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of musical inspirations. I met Stevie Wonder kind of at the beginning of my career, and he's been a supporter. He actually helped get my single from Hidden Beach played a lot on radio. He and Michael Bazin, and so you know all. Throughout my childhood, I listened to Stevie Wonder's music, and his lyrics always inspired me. So he's one of my biggest musical inspirations. But, you know, people like Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan, all those people, Whitney Houston, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, you know, all those people are the people that I listened to growing up that inspired me, and what they sang about and how they delivered that message has a lot to do with my standard in music. And in my life, I definitely have to say my grandmother, she's 85 years old. I talked to her the other day, and I told her, I was like, you sound so sharp, you know, for 85 years old. She's very strong. And every time I talk to her, she has very encouraging words about every life circumstance. You know, she'll say, you know, I made it through it. And I'm no different than you, you know. So all you have to do is just think positive. And she taught me to pray.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you even would share that because, you know, a lot of people, you know, when we ask, I ask questions about, you know, their life, the person that inspired them in life, it's usually, you know, some teacher, and I mean, everybody has their own way of life, but
mm-hmm.
when you can talk about a person and you can see, you know, like you said, how she's 85 and you're looking at her life and different things and how it inspired you to even be the lady that you are right now. So that's amazing. I wanted to ask you about a song that we have on here. It's called All of Me. And so I wanted to know about that song and how you came up with that and just kind of share that with the listeners. And then we'll go ahead and listen to that song.
All of Me is a Billie Holiday song, and it's actually on my tribute album to Billie Holiday. And the reason why I'm doing this album is because I'm one of those people who don't want to forget where we came from, and so I know that a lot of my peers and the younger generation, they don't know the story of our people and the shoulders that we stand on and what they had to go through to actually be accepted into society. So since Billie Holiday has this great story of it, she had a tragic ending, but she has this great story of accomplishment in a very, very hard time. And she made her living through music, and people will always remember Billie Holiday because of her music. So I don't want her legacy to even – I know she's got a lot of fans out there, but I'm just one of those people who want to keep her memory alive and what she accomplished in life. So this song is called All of Me. And it's actually a cover, Billie Holiday cover.
Okay. Well, you guys are about to hear All of Me, and it's by Lena.
Good without you. I would
welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and that was Lena, and the song was entitled Come to Me. I am just so excited about this show, guys. Lena, she's amazing. She's let us hear the other song. It was called All of Me, and I'm going to go ahead and bring Lena back in so she can tell you guys, for the ones who may have just tuned in, about where you can find her as well as her music. Lena, go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about where they can find your social media as well as your website information.
Okay. You can download my music on iTunes. There's a couple of albums on there, but the Billie Holiday album, the tribute song and the album, is scheduled to be released in November. And the song Come to Me that you just heard, that's on my Love Chronicles album, and you can find that on iTunes. And you can find me on Facebook, Lena Loy, L-I-N-A, and Instagram, Lena Loy, L-I-N-A-L-O-I, and Twitter at Officially Lena.
Okay. And so, Lena, I know you were talking about trying to keep the, some of the legendary artists and music alive. I wanted to know, what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, you know, when I get emails and I get inboxed about a song that touched somebody at the right time, whether it be a relationship problem or just they needed some motivation or some clarity, I want my legacy to be that my music is the music that you turn to that brings you light and motivation and inspiration. I want people to be inspired by my lyrics and song sensibility. And I also want to be remembered as the artist that paid tribute to the people whose shoulders we stand on. The Billie Holiday tribute album is what you heard with the first song. And then this album, The Love Chronicles of a Lady Songbird, is a tribute to soul music. So that's why you get the different genres. You know, I want to pay homage to people like Betty Wright and, you know, those people who sang all that wonderful soul music from the 70s that slowly, you know, if this generation, they don't know about, you know. So I just want to keep it going.
Right. Well, that's great that you would even think of that, you know, because a lot of people, you know, like you said, some of the generation now don't even know about some of the artists where the music originally came from, because I even have children, they'll say, you know, they're singing a song or listening to a beat, and I'm like, that's, you know, XYZ song, and they're like,
yeah,
you know, no, that just came out, and I'm like, no, that's not the
original. Oh, my God, they're missing out. Yeah.
So that's just great to even do that, because I think this generation, you know, needs to know, you know, that we have some great, amazing artists, and they do have a great legacy that is still here today.
Right.
And so for you to keep it alive, that's awesome. I wanted to ask you about the song. It's called God Bless the Child.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's my favorite Billie Holiday song. And
okay.
She actually wrote this one, so it's on the tribute album.
Okay. Well, you guys, we're about to go ahead and hear God Bless the Child. So tune in, and I'm sure you'll love the song. We'll be right back with you.
God shall get them that none shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is you. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that God is on. Got his own. While the strong get more and the weak ones say, Mama.
To Faces of Success Radio, and I'm your host, Tanisha, with TJ's R&B Music Lounge. You're about to hear a song entitled God Bless the Child by Lena. Oh, I'm sorry. You've already heard that song, listeners. You're actually about to hear I Won't Go Down. And when we return, Lena's going to tell you guys all about that song and how she came up with it.
You gotta listen to your intuition. This song is not about men. This song is about amen. Let things stay the way they are. You and your false reality and me and my new star. I can never give what you want from me.
fortunate, but I never stood a chance. You're a broken man, don't know how to love. Holding on too long, won't get me home. Before me, he had me thinking I was crazy there for a minute, and you know I changed the way I walk, changed the way I dress, changed the way I thought. Baby, I was a mess. See, I was losing myself trying to save you, but there ain't nothing I can do that's gonna please you. You know you're the reason for me.
I'm your host, Tanisha, and we are joined by Lena. And so, Lena, I wanted you to share with us how you came up with that song, I Won't Go Down.
Okay. It's on the Love Chronicles album, A Tribute to Soul. And first of all, the music from the 60s and the 70s, that real soul music, had really I had a really genuine, organic frequency because it was a lot of what people were going through. So I wanted that style of music for this message. But I actually was in a relationship. This is a song about a relationship. And I had no idea what a lot of women had experienced and men had experienced with emotional abuse. Now, I knew about physical abuse, but I didn't know about emotional abuse. And so even though I consider myself to be a strong woman, educated, I was still sideswiped by emotional abuse, controlling relationships, you know, just that form of abuse, which eventually would have turned into maybe physical, because that's usually what comes next. So I wrote this song, and even today when I'm performing, it's one of the most requested songs by men and women, because we can both, you know, relate if you've ever been in any kind of abusive relationship. And a lot of times people don't even know that they are actually being abused, because sometimes these people who have these issues, they put it in many forms. It could be joking, but they're really degrading you. They're putting you down. They're controlling. They're holding you back. They're basically sucking the life out of you. And so, and as an entertainer, you know, a person who needs to be creative, it was really, really hard on me because I had I couldn't create. It hindered all of that. But this just goes out to a lot of people who want to love somebody, and for some reason they're being worn down. They don't even know that it's happening to them, but they know that they're not in a happy place, and they don't have maybe a healthy self-esteem, which is what my problem was. And I wanted to just share my story in this song and just encourage, you know, a lot of people that may be going through this, that you are valuable. And if whoever you're with is not building you up, then you need to think twice about the relationships, because those people have issues, but the problem is not you. You're never going to be able to please a person like that, because the issue is not with you, it's with in, it's within themselves. So, you know, that's what I do with my music. It was therapy for me, but I was hoping and praying that it would help somebody. And from the emails and texts and tweets that I get, it's helping a lot of people understand what actually is going on in their lives.
Well, I'm glad you were even able to share that, because that's a true story, a true inspiration, and that usually our life is not for us. It's usually to be able to help reach out to somebody else. Like you said, you never would have known that until you experienced it. And so for mm-hmm. you to experience it, now you can share with that person who may not even be able to identify, oh, my gosh, this is what I'm in, and this is what I need to help me get out. And so, and even like it's in the song where it shows that it wasn't your fault. It had nothing to do with you. So that's great that you're even able to share that. So that person, while they're listening, because like you said, music is therapy, it can help them, and they can hear the words and then feel the words and then act on what they hear. So that's great.
That's right. It's a dead end.
Right. And so I wanted you to go ahead at this time and, you know, do any shout-outs to any friends and family, and also to your fans as well.
Thank you. I want to thank my fans for being so supportive throughout the years. I have the best fans, and they always encourage me to release albums, and they always give me ideas and concepts. You know, I really like to, talk to my fans and just, you know, we're like friends. And so I want to give a shout-out to all those people all across the world, London, Germany, France, everywhere, and shout-out to my people back home in Dallas and my family in California and New York. And you know who you are. I ain't got to say names. But I also want to just touch a little bit on the police shootings that seem to be, you know, happening frequently among our people, and just ask everyone to just stick together. But, you know, the looting and the violence is not helping us. And we don't want anybody's death to be in vain, you know. So I'm just sending out love and vibration to all those people that are going through these things that seem to be happening more often, or even social media is just magnifying it more often. But I'm just sending my love and my love vibration out to just to let people know that I'm praying for our people as a whole, for everybody as a whole, black, white, Hispanic, but our boys and our men and even the woman that was beat by police. You know, I'm trying not to lose faith in our, you know, police officers. And I know that there's good when I come from a police family, but we really need to take a look at this thing. And most importantly, the communities, we need to educate those people who feel like they need to lash out the way they do. We do want justice and everything like that, and they have every right to be angry. But we need some leaders to come in and help them channel that energy, you know, more positively so that we can come to, you know, some kind of positive resolution to all of this. I just wanted to say that because I am concerned about our people in general. And I want to, you know, I want to thank God just for giving me my voice, the gift to sing, the lyrics, the melody, the people I work with, people like you, because it's, you know, it's important that we have DJs, that we have record label execs. We have the voice and we sing, but it can stop there if you don't have managers, DJs, you know, the label people to help you get your music out, and then most importantly, the fans. So, and I want to shout out Jadar. Jadar has done a great job, and I want to thank them for, you know, believing in me.
Okay, well, you said some great things, and I'm glad that you shared that as an artist, too, about the community coming together, because we have to have a voice, and the voice is usually coming from, you know, artists and people who have that platform. And so when they hear you, then they notice we do have, you know, some negativity going on, and if we can just get leaders and other people to make a difference with, like you said, coming up with a resolution rather than us coming, you know, against the problem in a negative way. So I'm glad that you were able to share that, because a lot of times all we're hearing is and seeing is the bad part, the negative stuff.
Right.
And so then people react negative. So that's great.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and hear your song, Smooth. So, but before we do, I wanted you to tell the listeners a little bit about the song and then how you came up with it as well.
I want to give a shout out to the to Michael Bazin. You know, he made this song, he broke the song for me, along with Stevie Wonder and the people like KGLH, where I'm based in California, with all the support that they gave me. But this song, Shaka, I went to Florida to do some radio interviews, and Shaka Khan had just left, and the radio the DJ told me, Shaka, I played your record, and Shaka told me she loved this record. So, and then I get a call out of nowhere from Stevie Wonder. Now, this is back when Hidden Beach, shout out to Steve McKeever at Hidden Beach, when they were actually promoting this song, I got a call from Stevie Wonder, and I didn't know who he was, and he goes, well, I know who you are, and he started singing, and I couldn't believe it. It was Stevie Wonder singing to me, and then he said, it was around my birthday, so he said, happy birthday, and I was like, how do you know my birthday? He said, I got my connections, but we became real good friends. And for him to call me about this song, it inspired me so much, you know, to just keep going and keep doing music. But I wrote this song because for my aunts, I was just thinking about the music that they played for me when I would watch them dance, you know, as teenagers and I was a little girl. And I wanted to write something that they would love and something that they could relate to, my mom's sister. And this song is the song, the anthem for the Steppers. I'm doing a lot of shows for the Chicago Steppers and the Midwest, all the Steppers, even the ones in California, they booked me because of this song. So, you know, I'm just thankful that for the life that this song has, and some people are still discovering it. And it's called Smooth, so it's also about a situation that I was in, you know. I got the inspiration from just trying to relate to men and what they may go through being a man, and how I just wanted it to go smooth, you know, and even accepting responsibility on my own part. If you listen to the lyrics, I take responsibility for my part, too. So it's called Smooth.
Okay, well, this is Smooth by Lena.
Hey.
Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha. And for those of you who may have just joined us, we have been had the honor of speaking with Lena. She is an international recording artist, and she has been truly amazing. And I encourage you guys to get out there and support this artist. I'm going to let her tell you guys once again about her social media website and information where you can find her music as well.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And you can find me on Facebook, Lena Loy, and I dancer myself, and Twitter, officially Lena, and Instagram, Lena Loy, L-I-N-A-L-O-I. And I look forward to coming to your city and doing the show. I'm actually on the road, so hopefully I'll see some of you out there.
Okay, well, it's been truly amazing, and I just want to thank you again for being a guest on the show with Faces of Success Radio. And so I just support you, and like I said, I've been truly inspired and motivated by your music. So I just wanted to say congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support, and you are an inspiration as well. So I just want to thank you for having me on here. It was so much fun.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you listeners know this is a great artist. Once again, I want you to check her out. And we're going to go ahead and end the show pretty much, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you.
Turn up.
Word to my father, and the only way to make it to the top is you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asking no handouts, you won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me. I'm on fire and I'm gon' burn, and they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Then the tables turn, just look at me now, said they hold me down, but I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top, to the mountain top. Now let go.
Shows flashing cameras as I pose, throwing big money as she dances on the pole. Lime green Lamborghini dances in the row. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper. Blow a 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore. With a blonde bombshell trying to bond with your boy in a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two-seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill nigga. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, better brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then with summers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. What a dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
Thank you for tuning in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Nisha, and I hope you've had an amazing time with the artist, Lena. She was amazing, and once again, like I said, check her out. I'll see you guys again.